I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Well, I came unprepared to this segment, so I'm going to give a nod here to my favorite tweet that I've seen today. It's from our friend D. Scott Fritchin from Go Power Cat. Someone tweeted at him asking, what is Bruce Weber's record when he had bacon? I would assume because he had a food pic with bacon involving it there. D. Scott loves his coffee, and his response, he also loves statistics, and he combined the two to say, all I know is Bruce Weber is 20-13 this season when I have coffee. K-State is 20-13 this season. So, well played there. I enjoyed that tweet. That gave me a smile earlier today.
You remember Manny Ramirez?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would it surprise you if I told you that he's still playing baseball?
I thought he was playing in didn't he play in a foreign country for
a while
there?
He has a new contract with a Japanese team, and his contract is very interesting because it includes unlimited sushi. Okay, so he just gets sushi whenever he wants.
Well, I like where his head's at, man. That sounds awesome.
And this one from Allen Iverson's playbook, optional practices. He doesn't have to practice if he doesn't want to.
That's great.
He's Manny Ramirez.
But I mean, like, honestly, that makes some sense. Like, I feel like I'm stepping back into the Lonzo Ball's father debate here. Like, doesn't that make some sense?
Yeah.
Like, they don't really care about anything other than having the spectacle of Manny Ramirez.
Right.
So, you know, they don't need to be a practice. People don't buy tickets to practice. I'm going to be Allen Iverson here.
You know,
nobody's buying tickets to practice. We're talking about practice, man. They just need the tickets to flow in. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
I don't know what kind of skills he's got left, but he's actually not quite as old as I expected. He's 44. I kind of thought that he was a little older than that.
I would agree with that. Yeah, feels like he is older. My favorite Manny Ramirez story ever was when he was with the Dodgers and reporters said that they would go to his locker to talk to him like after a game, and there would just be – he just didn't need the money. His paychecks would just be lying around his locker, and there'd be like seven-figure paychecks, at least six-figure paychecks, just sprawled around his locker. There's just millions of dollars in checks at his locker as he's casually answering questions. That's my favorite Manny Ramirez story of all time.
He is very much a John Kurtz guy.
He definitely is. He definitely is. I'm a fan.
Pi Day. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's well done.
Yeah.
Not only is that good use of, like, social media, but because I saw the picture that they tweeted of it with it, like, in a long line, it's very clever and it's a good way to spice up spring training, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if math stuff spices up spring training, I guess. But they spelled it out, or I guess numbered it out, to about the extent of what I remember pi. And had 3.14159265358979323846268850.
But see you're missing the part after that is 783652104 3.
Oh man.
No, you have no idea. I just made up numbers.
Okay.
Was my point in the whole thing. I was trying to prove a point there. We have no idea if you're right or not.
No. I'm pretty sure I was right.
I trust you. That was
Yeah.
I trust you. That was pretty impressive. I'm impressed.
It's only been to that extent that I've known the number, and it's stuck with me for more than 10 years now, probably.
Honestly, I'm proud of myself for pulling the wool over your eyes and you actually believe me.
That makes
you started looking at me at first, and I was like, oh, he's on to
this. Does that make me a hater or a baller?
Oh, I think that makes you a baller, if anything. Oh, I shut everything down. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to...
Why did I walk myself into this today?
No, I axed out of the thing with the clips. I didn't think I was going to need one more baller here at the end of the show. Please, if you liked the segment from earlier today, haters or ballers, tweet at the game KMAN in support. I need all the support I can get so that we can bring that back. Haters or ballers. It's been a fun show today. Hopefully Mitch will be back tomorrow. I'm going to be doing K-State baseball, assuming that there is a game. It's K-State baseball got washed out earlier today. Washed out, whatever. Weathered out earlier today. Tonight, 7 o'clock, pregame coverage in just over an hour from Wyatt Thompson on the K-State Sports Network, 810 K-State and Wake Forest.
Now you can easily...